And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
We have Theodore.
That's me. I'm Ted.
He's amazing.
Thanks. I know.
Or was it awesome?
He's awesome.
Both.
Oh. It says awesome in the notes. So.
It does say. He did put awesome in the show notes. I really should, you know, here, we'll just edit this right now. Mediocre. I'm even misspelling mediocre.
Wow, look at it.
I know I'm doing.
You're just spelling it in a very metal sort of way.
Yeah, mediocre.
Now you're mediocre.
Is that Ted the first item on the show notes?
It is now. Look at that.
Hello, Cleveland! We are mediocre! Yeah. 1, 2, 3!
Yay! Okay. Actually, maybe that's the show title now. Ted is mediocre.
Exactly. Spelled like that. Their debut self-titled album, Ted is mediocre.
Okay. I'll
thank you, Des Moines! I mean, Cleveland! Yeah, Cleveland!
Yeah, the sales were lackluster.
I know. Like, you guys ready for some non-offensive, pretty okay, but not memorable music? Woo!
That's actually the name of the first album is The Sales Are Lackluster.
Ticket prices sold to you at a doesn't really break the bank prices.
But not too cheap either.
Yeah, not too cheap either.
It's like, oh hey, these band t-shirts are very economically priced.
Exactly.
I'm going to pay $40 for a hoodie and it's only like $25.
And they're kind of durable, but not too durable.
Yeah, he's like, the graphics start fading after the third or fourth wash, but whatever. Yeah, if you only wear it to the concerts, you get your money's worth.
There you go. Yeah.
One of these days, I think we'll actually get through all the introductions in one shot.
Meh.
That's been done.
Yeah.
Been yeah, done. It has
with
been
everybody
done.
Here, though?
Yeah. Oh, everybody. Well, what is everybody?
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, it's only everybody. With the mini ones.
Oh.
It's not as fun. It's actually awkward because then you're like, it's Mike, Ted, and Bill, and wow, we're done. Okay. What are we supposed to talk about now?
We're talking about stuff. Yeah, those things. All right. Well, then we have Anna. Is that better?
Yes, Anna Banana. I'm present.
Yeah. Mrs. Banana.
Aww.
Aww. I was thinking about that song. I'm a banana. I'm a banana.
I was thinking peanut butter jelly time because the banana dances to it.
Oh. Or there's a guy who dressed up in a banana suit and he ends up going like, I'm a banana, I'm a banana, look at me move.
Or you could do the bananas in pajamas song.
I actually don't know that one.
I was thinking about either, this song is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Ted.
There's a lot of
they
songs
don't
about
song,
bananas.
I know. They say.
What do you say because I like Batman?
Oh, Anna,
Batman.
There we go. And we have Michael.
Yay!
Wait, that's your name?
Yes.
I always forget.
I know. It's a very forgettable name. Because, you know, like, half the population has it.
I thought it was short for, like, Mike Bird or something. Like, I didn't know it was Michael. That's an interesting choice.
Mike Bird?
Yeah, Mike Bird.
I could see, like, Michelle.
Or, like, Mike Ward.
I see Mickey, maybe?
What about
Nicholas?
Miguel?
Mikkel.
I like Nicholas.
That's just a mispronunciation.
Michal.
There
that's
you go.
A German pronunciation.
It's Russian.
It's Russian.
Or maybe Mikeny?
Gorbachev.
Putin. Put up that wall.
Putin. Mike, no, we're all the products of, like, unoriginal parents. We all have super boring names.
Yeah.
Does that mean we make it further in life?
Maybe.
Because people don't have problems pronouncing our names.
I'm like the average Joe, so I probably have the worst of all of you guys. Like, he's just an average Joe. That's the definition of a not memorable person.
I think, really, your name, like how good of a name you have is determined by the movies that come out when you were younger. So, like, I had Bill and Ted, so everybody is like, shut up, Ted, because I think it's okay. But I know a guy named Donnie who grew up when The Big Lebowski was becoming popular.
Do people
and that's
him?
Much worse.
Yeah, that is much worse.
Yeah,
he's out
exactly.
of his element.
And they tend to yell it, too, so. Yeah, problematic.
All right. Well, we have one more person, Jordan, since Joe introduced himself.
Oh. Yeah, I'm Jordan, and I approve of this message, the message being that I'm Jordan. So, yeah.
I don't know. That seems kind of risky to approve.
Approve of the message approved by Jordan that he is, in fact, Jordan.
Is that a message, or is it like an
it's
idea?
It's a message. It's conveying something. A message is a conveyance of an idea.
I think it's more of a concept.
Well, it starts as a concept, the concept being Jordan, and then it's conveyed, which makes it a message.
What's the difference between a concept and an idea?
They're synonyms.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a nuance to cinnamon.
I love cinnamon.
There's tons of nuance to cinnamon.
It's my favorite spice.
You gotta be careful with it.
I like it with sugar.
Sugar's good.
I wish the Spice Girls would have had a cinnamon.
A scary spice.
It might have lasted.
Was that racist, by the way?
Cinnamon?
Like, Scary Spice was, like, the black girl.
She's like, the scary one.
Like, seriously, that seemed a little racist to me. I don't know. I mean,
well, you're making it.
They self-labeled.
More, pointing out uncertainty of racism.
I mean, it could be. I guess you can't really avoid it.
Yeah. I know she's the one you don't want to end up in the line to get signed. You're like, can I just skip scary and go over to baby?
No, we have a new show title. We won't stick. We'll stick you with the Ted. It's mediocre. There's tons of nuance to cinnamon.
it's factual, and yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, it's still in the show notes. It may get misspelled in translation.
Bill, if it makes it easier too, Alex's friend thinks of me and Jordan as just Jodin, so we're both the same person in his mind.
Isn't that a shout in like Skyrim?
Probably.
Jordan!
Yeah, it is.
There's a really great game for on Steam and the Wii and Wii U called Jotun the Viking.
Jotun.
I think Jotun is more of a commentary on your relationship than anything.
Jotun.
Because they tend to combine married couples.
Brangelina.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys are essentially a married couple.
Well,
you
know, we did have coitus during Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly. We already established. Oh, yeah, we are pretty much the unofficial official gay couple of the podcast now.
Wow. You guys were married.
That's going to be the running joke of the entire
I made sure you
rest
guys,
of the show.
Don't you remember those documents I had you guys sign?
Yeah.
I'm ordained. You guys are married.
Yeah,
that's a true story, actually.
It's very
they
true.
They kind of have to get the license at the court. You'd know.
No, I took care of it for them.
Yeah, there you did everything.
You can depend on who?
Yeah.
Old people.
Old people also.
Yeah, you can put depends on old people.
Yeah, you can put depends on
Hey, you guys remember that game Beautiful Joe on the GameCube?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had that game.
I loved that game.
That's fun.
Yeah, both of them?
No, I only had the first one.
Yeah, I never got the
first one. The first one's a little better than the second one. I haven't played too much of the second one, but the first one, that's so good.
Yeah.
It is. It's a very good game. I still haven't played Bayonetta, which also is a colorful sort of. Well, no, they're totally unrelated. Never mind.
Wow. Beat people up in both. Well, you beat up demons one and then people in the other. I guess there isn't that much similarity. They're games.
They're both games on Nintendo.
Now that you mention one game, let me mention an entirely different game.
Yeah. Madden 95? That's a game.
That's right.
Have you guys ever played Monopoly?
I played Monopoly, the board game.
Yeah. NFL Blitz was the awesome game.
I like looking at stars. No. Because that's
I do too, but I usually do that at night, not on Nintendo.
Sometimes I just get a Denny's placemat and play with that.
I feel like we're not going anywhere with this podcast.
Sometimes I stare at walls. I don't know why.
I'm just not going to watch the paint dry. It's just to stare.
Something happened.
Yeah.
So speaking of staring at walls, has your Switch done anything else that's like really crazy?
No.
Because you were having the trouble with your controller. Well,
left Joy-Con.
Yeah, I found like an article or something. That says apparently a ton of them are just like the screen goes blank on them.
Well, look at that. Those are in the show notes.
I know. I put it there. But like the screen goes blank and it just starts screeching and you can't do anything to shut it off.
I did hear about that. There was a bunch of them that ended up running into issues.
That's a feature.
a feature. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right. You should not have taken Link into that freaking cave. And now you'll never do it again.
Oh, no, that's what happens when you don't have 14 hearts when you try to pull the sword out.
Oh.
Your Switch just goes, done.
Yeah. Bill, how hardy is your Link? Is he the hardiest that you can get?
I get it. Hardy.
Yeah.
That was good. I like that. That was good.
Hardy.
Yeah.
See, you guys, that's why you never trust the launch consoles. I never do. There's always problems. You just wait.
I never pay to be a beta tester.
Yeah, exactly.
I have gotten the first generation of all the Xboxes.
No way.
Even my 3 Ring of Death that eventually happened at the very, 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 very end. And I was actually almost out of warranty. Which would have actually sucked. But so all the issues were dealt with, and I just sent mine in towards the tail end of everything. I never had problems with my 360 Elite. I never had problems with my original Xbox. I haven't had problems with my Xbox Ones. I have 2 of them.
Bill, you know what that makes you? The luckiest man alive.
Yeah, exactly. Woo!
Karma.
Wow. So you like
that's right.
You have an Xbox 2.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
2 of them. You need to give me one.
No, I have 2 TVs.
I think I know the answer, Mr. Garrison.
Actually, he just wants to stack them up on top of each other and plug them both into the same TV. And he'll put one game in one and one game in the other, and he'll just switch between them.
Yeah, how come picture is not a thing anymore? You don't see it on modern TVs. It used to be a thing.
I'm sure it is still because it uses it.
Well, also, when dishes came around, you couldn't... You'd have to have 2 sources coming in.
2 receivers. Yeah, satellite dish.
You probably have problems with that. I blame dish companies.
Well, and you can't really watch picture-in-picture. Like, the only thing it's good for is
like playing video
games.
See,
like, when commercials are over, so you switch back to your other show.
And DVR killed that.
Yeah.
DVR killed
it. Sold so many TVs in the 90s, though. Like, every dad had to have that as a feature in their TV. And, like, I never saw my dad use it. Like, I played it when I was a kid when I was bored, but, like, it didn't... I don't know anybody who actually used it for anything.
Sports.
For people who were into sports.
You could watch 2 sports games at the same time.
But you have to switch the audio back and forth between the picture and picture.
It's sports. Who cares about
the
audio?
You can see who makes the touchdown anyways, or who sports balls harder than the other sports ball people.
Of course, DirecTV had the channel that had like 6 sports channels on it all at the same time.
Yeah.
And you could just use the arrow keys to like choose which one you wanted audio from.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Or like the drivers, like in NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. NASCAR, you had the driver cams and you could hear their audio.
Or if you just like baseball 1/4 as much as basketball, you could just put a tiny baseball game 1/4 and a full-size basketball game.
Well, to be fair, baseball's about as 1/4 as exciting as basketball.
I'd say it's about an 1/8.
And the other thing that also made the pitcher-in-pitcher, even if you have like streaming and all that, people don't want you to watch all these channels because they're trying to still sell you commercials. And if they're the quiet one in the corner...
That's why you put text on the screen.
That's right.
But they when in the teeny tiny little box?
Yeah, you make it big text.
Ah.
The whole box is just text. You can't see the picture.
Everybody wants money. So there's all the rights arguing with that.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that, like, people will stop paying money to get served advertisement. Like, I'm hoping that that'll stop being a thing. Like, Netflix doesn't do ads, and you can pay extra to not get ads in Hulu, and a lot of, like, games
Amazon.
You can get mm-hmm. are, like, you can get it for free with ads, or you can pay to remove the ads. And I'm really hoping that that becomes a thing. Like, advertisers have to pay, like, extra or give you free stuff. I mean, that's how it started, and then cable comes along, and they're like, well, you're going to pay for it, but we're still going to serve you advertisements. And even, like, the pay channels, like the independent film channel started showing commercials all the time.
Okay, so you pay to not have advertisements and all mm-hmm. that. Why don't the other thing, if you gain free services, and they can sell your personal information?
That's a thing that's happening.
Yeah, that did.
That just happened. No. That does happen with Google. No, the cable companies now can charge you and sell your information.
Exactly.
Yeah. I still think that I should have access to my own personal information. Like,
there's a lot of places you can.
I can pull up a credit report. I should be able to go.
You can go to Google and say, "Give me my information," and it's all right there on the page.
You can look at a browser history.
Or you could become a conglomerate and buy your information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, did you hear about what the creator of Cards Against Humanity is going to do? He was going to go to the ISPs of everybody in Congress and go...
And buy all their information.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
Oh, and if you're wondering, Mike Simpson for Idaho was the only person who abstained from it. All of the other senators and governors voted for this to go through.
Hey, good for Mike.
Yeah, that is good.
So good.
He abstained. I know.
It's not the same thing as voting against.
He did abstain, but he was super party line. So people that were party line, he wouldn't have made a difference. He was switched.
So there's a difference between abstaining and voting against. Like abstaining is the coward's way out.
Yeah, honestly. But it's better than being brazenly, I'm actually going for this. Like, I'm not
slightly
saying
better.
It's
a little bit
better,
but it's still better than falling in line.
But yeah, so pretty much every Republican voted for this to go through.
Yep.
I'm not really political, but quit messing with my internet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I got.
It's an inevitable encroachment towards the 1984.
We're past that point.
Not quite. No way. We don't have people torturing us to say 2 + 2 = 5.
Not that. No, that's why you end up mistelling information and you tell other... You have a group of...
Yeah, we're getting double think and everything like that.
Yeah, there's stuff like that. Or you say only certain organizations are actually trustworthy news.
Always been
everything
at
else
war
is
with
lies.
Eurasia.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
Where's
getting...
Where's my minute of hate?
5 minutes of hate?
Oh, well, that's right. Go. It's called the State of the Union.
So if you disagree with anything we've said here, you should give us a call and tell us about it.
Yeah, exactly.
At 801-896-GEEK or 4335.
That's right.
Or if you agree.
Yeah.
Or if you agree, yeah.
You could, or if you just are mediocre.
Call and shut down the haters for it with us.
Or if you're awesome. If you think Ted is awesome.
We have sensitive feelings. You can hurt them.
Yeah.
I don't.
We'll even play him on the air.
I don't. If it's about me or Ted, we'll play it on the air for sure. If it's about Jordan, we'll play it in quiet and record his crying, and then we'll play it on the air.
I like to think that when I cry, it's somewhat dignified. Like it's
everybody
not,
likes to think things about them that
cry
are not
dignified.
True.
Yeah, it's a dignified cry. It's not like a full blown weeping. It's more of a
is it the silent tear?
So yeah, it's like that commercial about littering in the Native American with a single tear running down his face.
That's
and that's
the best
it
way
I'm
to
done
do it.
I let myself have one.
Well, it's not,
that's it.
Yeah.
I'm done. Now
it's
I'm gonna kill
quite,
people.
Yeah, I wish it was that dignified. No, it's more like, is he laughing, is he crying? I don't know. It's the sniffles.
That's
I could have
dignified.
A cold.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it's
well,
ambiguous.
You better be wearing a face mask if you have a cold. Don't be spreading that stuff around. Do the polite thing.
Cheerfulness.
Alex, you've been pretty quiet. What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
We can hear his chair.
I know.
Where'd he go?
Don't put me on the spot. I don't have anything to say.
Alex.
Fine. We'll move on to the next Nintendo thing.
No, I need to I need to know this. Alex, when you cry, is it dignified?
Like, no. It's very
Alex
undignified.
Cry.
There's a lot of like sucking snot, and there's a lot of like it's more blubbering.
I've been wondering that ever since we met.
I cry.
I hope that's
how does this person cry is the first thing that crosses your mind when you meet someone.
The thing that I've been wondering ever since we met is that, is Alex your full name?
Is it Alexander?
I think when you answered this, it ended in crying.
Yeah. No, it did, actually. Yeah, I remember.
He's Alexander the Mediocre, right?
No, he's Alex the Okay.
Yeah, Alex the Okay.
Actually, did I tell you guys that was my Derby non-skating official name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a t-shirt that on the back said Alexander the Okay.
So we're going to move to Nintendo. So I had something that I thought was really cool. Someone modded an old N64 to be the case for the Switch, so that the docking port.
Nice.
So you have the bonus of not scratching the crap out of your screen, and it looks like a giant cartridge inside an N64.
See, I actually still haven't had any problems with my scratching it at all.
Wow. Bill, we already went over this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay. Well, I'm careful when I put it in.
You're somehow bulletproof from all of these launch problems.
Yeah, it's coming off as smug now. Being the luckiest man in the world is not cool.
I'm a nice person. I hold doors open for old people.
Hey. And babies.
I walk old women across the road.
Hey.
You know, I do all these nice things. I build up karma.
No.
So my consoles don't die.
I had a crisis of faith with karma. I let a car in heavy traffic,
and then
they kicked a rock up and cracked my windshield, and I was like, what is this?
I hold doors for old people, too, but I draw the line at babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill, for some people, the karma works, but for some people, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yep.
That'll happen.
Yeah, rock happen. Chips.
Yeah.
One red rings of death.
One time, in a state of altruism and just goodness to all mankind, I refilled a rental car with premium.
What?
Ooh.
You fill it up with water. You come by the car house, you fill it. You fill that bad boy full of water.
Just hawk a lot of spit into the tank and call it good.
You know, at the very end of a car ride where you really gotta go, that's how you fill the car up.
Exactly. And you do it. It hurts. You roll up and it hurts, and then you just like you go up to the attendant and you're like, hold on, I gotta fill it up before I give it to you.
Aww. Well, that was fun anyways. Looks like there's amiibos.
Yes.
Zelda.
Okay, amiibos is Nintendo's little game where you can play...
it's not a little game. They're little figures.
No, they're little figures that you put
to the game.
On. Yeah, and they add to the game. So you can play as these characters in the game. You know, kind of like Lego's one they have or...
Well, I mean, they do different things. So like my amiibo... I've trained it up, and he kicks my butt at Super Smash Brothers all the time.
Yeah, so there's something you can use in Super Smash Brothers. But the best part also about this is they're not just good for some of the base games. All of the Zelda characters can be used in the new Legend of Zelda game. You put it up to your Switch, so your Switch now has the sensor. If you get the Legend or the Link Wolf... You get a wolf in the game.
Oh, I thought that was the talking chimera from Full Metal Alchemist. I was like, oh my goodness.
Wolf Link. Yes, you get Wolf Link.
Yeah. No, I was questioning Ted. No, the wolf,
oh, no,
the wolf totally works.
The picture that is going.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah, I got like almost all the Zelda amiibos.
Hello. Nice.
Hi.
Yeah.
You saw my amiibo collection, Bill. It's embarrassing.
So do you have all of them? You only get to use them once a day.
Yeah, I've been scanning them every day, and I unlocked the thing that everyone wants is Epona the horse, because it's apparently the best horse in the game. And I actually got Epona, and it's not the greatest horse in the game, but it's definitely a close second. And it's kind of weird because that amiibo is the Super Smash Brothers Link amiibo, and it was like a $10 amiibo before Breath of the Wild came out. Now it's like $50 used.
Yeah.
It is nuts how much people are willing to pay for it because they want Epona so bad.
Well, it's not just that. Like, all of them were, you can't find them on shelves anymore. Everyone's, people on eBay have tripled to quadrupled the prices. None of these are even remotely cheap anymore.
Nope. You can get the Breath of the Wild amiibos occasionally when retail stores stock them because they're in production right now, so they'll occasionally show up, but... I've seen all of them in stores except for the Guardian. I can't seem to find that one. And that was not even that great of a... it doesn't unlock that much awesome stuff in the game. I think it gives you Guardian arrows, or Ancient arrows.
Guardian weapons, Guardian shields, Guardian arrows, Ancient cores, and a few other random items. It gives you, like, 3 crates a day.
It doesn't really give you... Like, I mean, that's all stuff you can just get in the game, though. Like, it isn't stuff that... It's like, well, the only way I can get this is if I buy a stupid piece of plastic and run over my controller. You can get that stuff in the game just through grinding. But, yeah, like, to get Epona and, like, a couple of the pieces of clothing you can get, you have to have an amiibo for them.
Hmm.
So they're kind of pay-to-win DLC, sort of, but you don't really have to have that stuff to do well, because, like, Epona's not as good as the giant horse.
There's a giant horse?
There's a giant horse! There's a demon horse that can just run over anything. It's like just an M1 tank. You just go whoosh across the countryside and just run everything over there with your enormous horse.
I love demon horse.
Hey. But it's kind of awesome because like Link's so tiny to this horse, like you could practically walk under it if you didn't like collide into the horse's hitbox. Like, the horse is just so friggin' huge. It's like riding a giraffe around.
So, I got a question, though. Is it once per, like, save game? Once per day?
It's
per real calendar day. Like, not like high roll day, but once per actual reality day.
Okay, so you're not understanding my question, I don't think. Is it once per amiibo? Or once per system, once per login? Like, can you be playing and your wife be playing on a different save game and she gets to use it once a day too?
Yep.
So it's once per save?
Okay. Yeah, you can exploit it. You can actually exploit it where, like, you run your amiibo, save, and then you go to the chest and you open up. If you don't like it, you just restore your save game. So yeah, you can definitely exploit it, but you don't really have to. I don't know who's gonna. It's not that hard to unlock the really great stuff. Because it drops rare stuff super frequently with the amiibos. So, I don't know, I've heard of people doing that, but unless you want to, like, just borrow a friend's amiibo and give it back to him the same day, I don't really see the point.
Or, like, you know, you have a spouse that plays a different character, and...
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo, you have two totally separate accounts.
Well, yeah, but that's what I was wondering, if it was saving in the amiibo that it had been downloaded that day, or if it...
Yeah, it would totally work. You could go on a spouse's account, and that'd be fine. That's actually a kind of an interesting point. So if you want to, like, have multiple save games for Zelda, you actually have to have separate Nintendo accounts for each one, because if you try to just start, at least with the current release of Breath of the Wild, if you try to, like, start a new save game to just, like, take a different path in the game, it'll wipe out your old save file. So you pretty much have to have one save file per Nintendo account.
Brutal. Alex, have you managed to beat a Guardian yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the game has, like, little tiny crappy guardians called Guardian Scouts. It's got guardians, which are, like, the big dudes. Mm-hmm. I haven't beaten one of them, but I've beaten tons of the scouts. And then there's, like, enormous robots called Divine Beasts, and I beat two of them.
Wow. Just throw bombs at them. You'll be fine.
No, you have to be really, really close with said bomb.
No, I saw something. You just pick up a chicken and throw it at them. And if they hit it enough times, they'll get attacked from chickens from everywhere. And then you just get out of the way.
All right, there you go.
I should try that for a guardian. That'd be really hard, though, because the real guardians that are fully mobile really suck. They're definitely, like, the terrifying enemy of this game. They're so hard.
I wish we hadn't went on to this discussion, because now I'm feeling the deep longing within me to play
Right.
The Wild.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Put it out of your mind.
I wish I could
tell you it's a little overrated. It's not overrated. This is...
And the thing,
like,
is,
if you're thinking about playing other games, it's a waste of time. Just play Zelda.
I do admit, every time I get a chance to get my hands on it...
Not you too, Bill.
Yeah.
But are you going to actually beat it, or just... Fallout 4 it, where you're just like, I haven't left the neighborhood.
Just building my house.
I have an amazing neighborhood.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. Super defended.
Yeah.
Everyone's comfy. They love me. I made myself the mayor. Nobody argued. No.
I'm like 100 hours in, and I just gave up.
Like, I go back once in a while. I'm like, hi, everybody.
Yeah.
I've made it further than that in Fallout. I've got two neighborhoods. I overtook the theater.
And are you doing that in Zelda?
The theater.
There's a theater in Fallout. Drive-in movie theater?
Oh, right. I was thinking like the place where you find those first settler guys. I don't know why I was thinking that was a theater, though. That's a museum. I'm not very smart.
Oh, I remember them. No, that was the point when I realized that my dog is worthless. When he's, like, running in, sets off a bunch of bombs, pisses off a bunch of people, and I'm trying to sneak in. I'm like, I think I want to shoot you now.
Okay, but you didn't get hit by the bombs now, did you?
Correct, but I didn't get to disarm and pocket said bombs.
Whatever.
And plus, the dog definitely took at least 15 extra minutes off of my gameplay of that sneaking around. All right. So yeah, to get all those fun things. Good luck finding the amiibos at regular prices.
If you wait long enough, Nintendo will catch up to production. There's no way Nintendo's not going to cash in on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they still having console shortages for the Switch?
Yep.
Yes. They're having everything shortage, because everyone's buying.
Yeah.
Well, they have to fix all their problems too, right? Did that set them back?
Oh, they was out, and or they'd already fixed it. So if you buy it, well, okay, I don't know about the
they haven't
Switch
fixed
itself.
The screaming Switch.
Don't know about that one. For all I know, as fast as they fix the controllers, they probably have already fixed the next generation of the Switches.
Oh.
The thing is, people are like, at FedEx are like fed up because people are just shipping them while they're still screaming because you can't take the battery out.
Yeah.
So the people at FedEx are like, I hate delivering to Nintendo right now.
Yeah.
All the boxes are screaming at me.
Actually, if it's something that's like a quick fix, FedEx actually has their own like technical department.
Well, that's if Nintendo allows them to.
That's true.
And my thing would be, can't you just hold the power button down?
I don't know. I was just
It
was one of those flights of fantasy. I thought it was funny.
It is.
I apologize. That's not actual verified information.
Is it flights of fantasy or fancy? Or is it fanciful fantasy?
A fancy. Well,
it depends on where you're from.
What about
from where you originate?
It's chicken flights of fancy.
Chicken flights of fancy.
So we're gonna do our sponsor and then we're gonna get into April Fool stuff. Because that's tomorrow. So our sponsor is AMC Pine Ridge 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho. They have their Stubbs program, and while supplies last, if you go and watch Ghost in the Shell in 3D, you get a poster, and it is a cool poster.
Is it worth suffering through 3D, though?
That's your thing. I don't know. but that's if you have, if you're on the free one, Stubbs program, the Insider, or the Premiere.
Ooh,
something
else. Not on either.
Then why haven't you signed up? The free one is free.
You do sign have up. To.
Can I get to give him more information?
You got to give me your information to track what movie you
watch. You can just buy it from Google and
sell it
me
to
alone.
The FBI.
You know they. You have to use a phone for the free one. Do you have to use a phone for the premium one, or do they give you?
They. I did it in the theater, right there.
But no, I mean
they give you a card, right?
They gave me a card.
Yeah, okay. With the free one, I tried the free one route, and they give you a number use for the.
I
still have a number too, because I also put the number in on Fandango, and that's one of the things about Premiere is you don't have to pay for any of your fees for buying tickets.
Mm-hmm.
While Insider, you have to buy four or more. That works with Fandango too. So if you ever want to buy tickets to Fandango instead of directly through AMC, now you don't have to pay the service fees through Fandango.
Hey, Bill, know what I got to give them props for now that Carmike's done?
Airplanes.
So they don't have those obnoxious commercials. So going to movies all the time, I don't have to suffer
no more
through
movie move.
The movie move for like
did
an
I really,
eternity of
did
films.
I really ruin your dress?
Yeah,
the umbrella.
I know. The umbrella, and then the dude with the friends. Like they all got old after like the second time. And then
I remember the moment. I remember that one moment.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
The previews.
The
like
Carmike. They made you sit through these stupid, cheesy.
Not that. I mean, the dress and the umbrella.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
That was one
of
the previews.
The
yes, the guy and the girl that like they first meet as like teenagers.
Yeah.
And
like,
they go back and reminisce.
Yeah. They bond over Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
And he was too timid, and he wouldn't like hold her hand, so she grabbed his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that preview.
And then they have the other one, too, where he has the friends who take a half an hour to buy popcorn for some reason.
Over.
Oh, yeah, she, like, grabbed his...
That's a different one, because
put it over
there were three that I remember. The first one was the movie move where there's the nervous guy and then the aggressive girlfriend who's like, no, you can do this.
Yeah.
Work up the courage. And then there's the couple who are
the
like...
sentimental one.
Yeah, do you remember back when we were dating?
Are you sure that wasn't the same...
No, that
those
has
are
the
two
hand
ones.
Hold where she puts a hand there. The other one was a movie move, and the girl's like, you reach around.
Oh, yeah, stop being a little pansy and put your arm around me.
Exactly.
I got my boob because
he kept trying to do it, and then he's like, ugh.
Yeah, because he is a nerd.
And then there was the guy saving the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other one that I actually was mostly wasn't happy with was the ice and then the Coke filling it up.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, I had to go pee.
Oh, yeah, they made you suffer that. But see, the fact that we can only remember three means that Carmike played those
three?
For way too long. What? No, the Coke, they just did that anyways.
No, that
was just
before.
Part of it.
That
was to tell you they had an amazing sound system.
Yeah, well, that was, yeah. And that was before they started doing popcorn. The movie move.
Well,
yeah.
They did the Price Buster too.
Oh yeah.
Mm. This is a superhero whose family was killed, so he had to avenge them by busting prices everywhere.
Yeah, so I went to AMC and it was just like a 5-second clip of like little red balls being like, "Woo, we're gonna watch a movie." I was like, "Thank you, I can watch this for an eternity."
So, Jordan, if I kill your family, will you give me discounts on movie tickets? Speaking
of, if you look at their tickets, they actually have the little guys all in shapes and everything around, like superheroes or alien faces.
Ted,
or
it'll only be on Tuesday.
So it is. Yeah, so I have to say that because I had to bite my tongue through the Carmike months. But now that they're done, those commercials are terrible, Bill. Now it's good.
Did you notice that the Price Buster Tuesday guy looked like Moby?
I think it was Moby. He was, because he hasn't done anything really, so he's like, maybe I should bust prices. He also has a tragic family history.
Really? Moby?
Yeah, his family was killed, and so he decided to bust prices.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Well, that went awkward. All right, fine. Walking away from it.
You got me.
All right, we're talking about April Fool's jokes that started yesterday or today. Sure. No, they've already started.
Oh.
All the internet is all tomfoolery now.
It's not April Fool's until tomorrow, guys.
April Fool's is on Saturday.
Fool's is not Christmas. It's not taking over the rest of the holidays again.
Oh, shut up.
Takes them all. Hey, how else can I waste time at work on my computer doing all the April foolishness?
I have some ideas.
You should put in a program that, like, you click a button and all of a sudden all the characters just fall off the screen. And that's your April Fool's joke. Just, like, launch that.
But that now I would have had to do that today.
Upload a
because
virus
no
to
one's
the
there tomorrow.
Yeah. Good idea.
So we'll start off with Google Maps. If you end up opening up Google Map on your phone, you can play as Mrs. Pac-Man.
I won.
And you chase around, you eat all the...
It actually was just in Google Maps today.
Yeah, when did it work?
It didn't do that.
Oh.
It does it on the desktop.
Too. It does it on the desktop, yeah. But yeah, on the desktop, you have to have an area where there's enough grid system. Otherwise, it won't let you play. So if you end up in the outskirts of town, but you can go to...
Hey, there is a Pac-Man button now.
Lady, or Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man, sorry. Ms. Pac-Man.
Did you just assume my gender?
Hey, wait, where is it?
That's right.
And there's regular Pac-Man was a couple, was 2 years ago. Last year was Pokemon. You had to catch them all last year. So this is Ms. Pac-Man this year.
Anna, it won't work for you. You've got an iPhone.
Yeah. Hey, no, she might, if she, I bet she downloaded Google Maps.
Yeah, look. See, there's the fifth, or...
And it'll move you around on the or on your phone. It'll jump you around locations.
So don't feel does bad, it Joe. Follow the path of the roads then, and just kind of munch on the dots?
Yeah, that's what I said. You have to have enough road system.
I got killed, but
to make it work.
That's cute.
I feel yet again the punishment of being a Luddite. Like I have my flip phone.
Well, it's self-inflicted.
I guess so. Yeah.
You're self-flagellating right now.
Yeah, I flagellate a lot.
Sticking with Google for their April foolishness, they're introducing, you remember Google Home? Now there is Google Gnome. There is a video that goes with it where the lady they go like, "What's the temperature outside?" "Oh, it's like this." It's like, "Oh my gosh, you're right. That's what it says." And they're like, "Turn this, turn the hose on and water comes out of it. Turn it off. Turn it on. Turn it on." So turning water, making water go out of the hose.
Bill, that's very, get ready for this, conical.
It won't let me play Mrs. Pac-Man in my own city.
I don't get it.
Like, it sends me to some other city.
No, on the phone, it jumps conical, you around the world.
Not conical?
Yeah. On the computer, you can choose wherever you want to play, but it better have enough road system. Oh, okay. Otherwise, it won't let you play.
Trying to do it through the website and it still won't let me do it. Is it an April Fool's joke if I expect it to be April Fool's and then I'm disappointed with a normal functioning Google Maps?
Maybe. It's
just the harsh bite of reality.
That's what you get for having an iPhone. You need to download the Google app. Google Maps app.
So I did it through the app.
Crappy rotten apple on the back of your phone?
I don't have an apple.
Yes, I have that piece of fruit in my hand.
That fruity phone.
But it's the app on phones. It's the app that does it. Yeah, otherwise, you have to have a desktop.
You people disgust me.
What's the other thing? Oh, she ends up going, you put this on my, for the Google Gnome, you know, I put this on my shopping list. Like, that's an indoor task. Because the Google Gnome only tells you, gives you outdoor things.
So where's the Google Gnome, though?
Google Gnome?
It's right there.
It's right there.
No, yeah. No, but like, is it on the phone or
no.
Just on the...
It's a thing, it's your device you put in your yard.
Yeah, oh. It replaces your Google Home.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That took
a while.
I thought
that was an app or something.
No.
That took a while.
Yeah, it did.
That's all right.
Google Assistant ends up helping you out by, saying, just say April foolproof. And to help you with all your, to make sure you're not fooled.
No, I'm going to do that as soon as we get out of here.
I see. Their Google is putting up windmills, like, 17th century windmills for Google Wind.
You know, that's a horrible way to generate electricity, because if we run out of wind, I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, it's a great thing to
attract. Clouds won't move. If the wind stops, the clouds won't move. We need to not be putting resistance on the wind. I mean, that's just a bad idea.
At least you can tilt them, like, literally. Tilt them.
Yeah.
While they whirl.
Why? Well, yeah.
And they do keep them. Those poor turtles cold.
You can tilt the whirl.
This hot heat.
All right, bad joke.
I was making a joke.
No, he was. Well, you were.
I was making a joke, and then it became serious because it was such a bad joke that I was like, it wasn't even a joke.
It wasn't a joke. I made a bad pun.
You were being punny.
Yeah. Well, not really. I was being punish.
You're punishing us.
And then there's a Google Bubble Wrap keyboard.
Ted is no longer awesome.
It makes your keyboard, puts them into.
I'm sorry, if puns mean you're not awesome, then I don't want to be awesome.
I want to be mediocre
fun
with
of my
a
puns
K.
Is no longer awesome. Even if they're bad.
All puns are bad. That's the beauty of them.
So here is another one. That is becoming a reality. T-Mobile onesies.
Oh, jeez.
T-Mobile was going to make it as a joke, but apparently somebody else beat them to the joke. So they were like, or it was Microsoft beat them to the onesie joke with the OneDrive. And they're going like, screw it, we're making them.
Do those come in different colors? It looks like there's bright pink that
and
they're
bright
wearing.
Pink.
And bright pink. Yeah.
That's their colors.
Their color is bright pink.
Yeah.
T-Mobile is.
So here's the thing. When I was younger, I had a onesie, and I just put that on and zipped myself into it. I still to this day don't understand how it worked. But part of me was inside the onesie, and part of me was outside of the onesie, and it was fully zipped up. It was a bad night.
Was there a butt flap?
Look at these. These do not come with butt flaps. But how much would you pay for an amazing pink onesie?
-$50.
Yeah, I agree. You'd have to pay me.
I think I actually want to get one.
I have a onesie. Actually, I have a Jack Skellington
onesie. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. He does.
Huh. All right.
When it was cold this winter, I was wearing it. It tends to ride up.
I could see Ted walking around shopping in a onesie.
I did go out in the public in it.
Why wouldn't you?
Bill, you should cut your own butt flap.
There we go. Just sew it up.
Cut your own butt flap should be the name of this episode.
Yeah. This is America. We cut our own butt flaps.
But the actual selling price, though? $40.
No.
That's actually not bad.
She looks so happy in it.
What do you mean it's not bad?
I mean, $40 for a hoodie.
It's because she's high on LSD, Jordan.
That's how they recruit them. It's like, yeah. We'll give you drugs, and then you wear this.
And then we'll take a bunch of pictures of you.
You're talking like people don't already buy Nike shirts and Adidas crap and like branded crap all the time. Just because you don't doesn't mean that everybody else doesn't.
I think my jeans might have a little thing on the tag that says
it's not pink.
There.
I was mistaken. It's magenta.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so different.
I know.
When is T-Mobile going to give up the fight?
Dr. Scott.
I have.
What fight?
Well, the fight with the cell phone companies.
I guess I don't know what you mean.
T-Mobile is like hanging in there. Sprint is actually worse. But for a while, T-Mobile was almost gone. They were almost bought out. And then they finally came back a little bit when Google partnered up with them.
Yeah.
And now they're back, but they're still not quite there.
Well, actually, they're still doing better than everyone else because everyone's starting, or not, they're still doing better than what they did, and they are a legit. They're starting to become a legitimate competition with Verizon because Verizon's already having to start to do all these giveaways and free cell phones. Like they're giving away the new iPhone because they're trying to compete against everyone else. They're like, we're the best, and everyone's like, you're not as great as you used to be.
But they give away the free iPhone. And then you pay like $80 a month for unlimited service for one phone.
Yeah.
And then
it's not like they're giving away the iPhone.
Yeah. True, but you still pay for it. That's still the price they've always charged.
And then.
Yeah, and you're in a 2-year contract too.
That they've always been in.
Well, no, they got rid of the 2-year contract for a while.
Oh, because T-Mobile got rid of it.
Yeah,
and then T-Mobile also went bad. I think they're doing okay. I've seen worse companies.
Granted, T-Mobile isn't the worst. Like I said, Sprint right now is actually the worst. But when I worked for selling cell phones, T-Mobile's customer service was impossible to talk to. It was all in. You couldn't get anybody who spoke English. It was all in India. And it took you 45 minutes.
Wait, no, they speak English, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Indians, you couldn't get anybody English. Who spoke American English.
I feel like you have personal problems. I have not encountered these problems. Unlike Verizon, who can literally suck it.
Wait, what do you have?
I have T-Mobile.
Oh.
I left Verizon.
I was going to say.
Because they literally can suck it.
Yeah.
So did Sprint lie?
I have Google Fi, which is T-Mobile and Sprint.
Yeah.
So I have the two companies that I hate, but I don't get I get the service through them, but I don't have to deal with them. So I'm okay with that.
Well, there you go then.
Because I go with Google, and anytime I have a problem, I can chat, email, and text.
You are technically paying T-Mobile because Google is paying T-Mobile. Therefore, T-Mobile actually will not die.
Well, everybody's paying T-Mobile. Like if you're on AT&T or T-Mobile, you're paying T-Mobile. Because they share cell towers.
So wait, if you're on T-Mobile, you're paying T-Mobile?
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. But if you're on AT&T, you're still paying T-Mobile.
I'm having a hard time
following this
conversation.
And if you're on US Cellular, you're still paying T-Mobile.
If you're on Verizon, are you paying Verizon?
No.
Yeah.
No.
If you're on Verizon, you pay Google.
That's what I think. See, that makes more sense.
I know.
See, actually, with all this, it looks like T-Mobile makes lots of money. Therefore, why... They've worked their way into everyone pays them. Why would they close?
Yeah, you kind of refuted your own argument there, buddy.
Yeah. I didn't say that they are. I said they should.
Why? They're making tons of money from everybody else.
Apparently so.
Because you should go out now while you're on top before they shut you down.
Oh, yes. Tell everybody that.
That's not the American way.
John Stewart did it right.
All right, moving on.
Okay.
I don't even care. Actually, okay. There's one more that I really, really want to talk about. Did you guys ever do the Reddit button last year?
No.
It was you had to not push the button, or you had to see if you could be one of the people that could wait the longest to push the button. So people would wait, and it would wait like 5 or so minutes, and everyone would try to push the button late to be set as a color. The thing is, like 100 people would try to click the button at the same time, so one person gets the 5-minute mark, and 99 people get the millisecond mark, and their color is now gray because they were now assigned a color for clicking the button.
That sounds really complicated.
I know.
Yeah. It was just a social engineering experiment that they did last year, but it was a lot of fun last year. This year,
not so much. I still say I win that experiment.
I didn't click the button, so I won.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the button and didn't click it.
I didn't know about the button, so I win. Ha.
Yeah, that's true. I never clicked the button.
So this year, they have every 10 minutes you can lay a pixel. And let's see, how did they end up wording this? I should probably open this somewhere else. Did I get that? Oh, yeah, I did. All right. All the beeping and everything. Yeah. So they are going within moments. It was overtaken by a number of semi-religious cults and several crudely drawn images of genitalia. As the site's community once again illustrates why we can't have nice things. So this is placed. So well, true. I'll put a link in the comments.
Send nudes.
And there is corners. Like, they have, they, you know, there's Nyan Cat. So remember, you only can lay one pixel every 10 minutes. So either people aren't messing with your stuff, or people are knowing, figuring out what you're doing and
helping
out. There is, when I was on here earlier, I ended up helping out on Link Hearts, wherever. There they are. Oh, wow. They've gotten out of control, actually. There's a
blue corner. Oh, I want to help the blue corner.
There's blue corner, which is growing. And, wow, that's grown quite a bit. There is the little green section. There's red corner. Blue corner has even extended to the other side, which kind of looks like it's become purple corner. And that, that's always fun trying to click and...
Is that Waldo?
Waldo?
You,
oh,
yeah,
it is!
Yeah.
Yes, you've had Waldo. That was not there before.
I was wondering where he was.
There's Link. Okay, what is this other corner? It's the green corner.
Carrots and ghosts.
They made the
tanks.
German flag.
Hey, there's Pac-Man.
This just illustrates how, like, almost everybody in the world is more creative than I am.
Yeah.
I think this illustrates how everybody in the world has way too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
It's like one of those flags at one pixel every 10 minutes.
No, you only get to put it one pixel every 10 minutes. So you end up getting a hold of your friends, like, hey, let's do this. Or you start doing it, and they start seeing what you're doing,
okay,
and people end up helping you out.
Let's pretend that you have 10 friends.
Okay.
That are willing
let's
to do
let's pretend that you've got 10 friends.
Yeah, exactly. In a wonderful, mystical world. Yeah.
But let's pretend that you have 10 friends, and none of them are going to screw with you. And they all decide that we're going to do this. We're going to make the Norwegian flag, which is
it's
huge on there.
Yeah, they got tons.
Oh,
of
no, it's
Swedish.
Got a white spot in it now.
But you know, how long does it take 10 people to do that at 10 pixels a second, let's say?
How often do
you mean
get
10 pixels every 10 minutes?
Second. 10 minutes or 10 seconds? 10
yeah,
minutes.
1 pixel every 10 minutes.
Okay, so
yeah,
10
that's...
pixels every 10 minutes.
See, like I'll come down here. But here's the other thing. You also have the kindness of the internet. So I helped out
the internet.
Oh, come on. Look at this. You can look come on. I hate the
No, it's the Mario Brothers.
Look at you can literally watch these hearts be created. People are helping out. And they're doing, you know, all of this just by seeing, oh, I see where you're going with this. Let me... And look, I'll do it again. I'll get down here and I can get the...
What if it was just all everyone starting to do their national flag and there's just like one dude that's like, oh yeah, it's Jandals.
Actually, a lot of the Jandals
offering that help. Like that's honestly, it's like no matter what it is, the Rorschach test is. Oh yeah, definitely Jandals.
What the semi-religious people do?
Actually, we're looking at it right now. I don't see any genitals.
I know
A lot of them been covered up and messed around with. See, there's
no
one
big leaves. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact: if you zoom all the way out, it's a swastika.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. You want your religiousness? It's they got rid of
I saw one right around near the top
Mega
center.
Right here. Praise Lord Helix.
I don't think that's a religion.
I didn't say it was. I said semi or was a quasi religion.
I've never met the Helixians
or semi religious cult.
I kind of want.
I see. Oh, did you hear about the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
But people are typing out all that.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb.
You can't read any more of that. We'll have to pay them copyright fees.
Yeah. Where are they going to print this off and hang it in the Reddit?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Headquarters.
I would actually be more interested in watching a video that you could speed up and see the entire compilation of how it
evolved.
Yeah, that would be neat.
And
time lapse.
Reddit released the information on the button last year, and I'm sure you could still go look at it.
This is a really awesome link, by the way.
Yeah. So, also with this, you can vote on it, you can put posts in, go, hey, look at this, look at, you know, draw helix, and...
So they're coordinating their helix at
position.
Oh, yeah. You put in the colors.
I see there's a blue corner faction that is...
That's probably the religious cult. They're trying to take over the entire board.
Because it's all glory to the blue corner.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I am with the blue corner.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, see, now you
I want it to end in all blue.
You have to get in, log in with your account, and go place your blue pixel there, and then every once in a while, log back in and place your blue pixel.
I can't do it, though, Bill, because I had to draw the line on my social media.
And look, these people have...
This pushes me towards Luddite, but I don't remember the last time I've logged into Reddit.
I don't even have a Reddit login.
No, I don't either.
I'm totally off the grid, but Reddit, I still want to have an account just to join with the Blues.
I am, like, the second or third most up-to-date. I'm sure Alex and Bill are way ahead of me.
But... I have never liked the way the threading works in... Reddit. It's horrible to read, so I've just never been interested.
It has a steep curve. Once you end up, you know, setting up all your stuff and liking setting up the pages that you like, it's better than a newspaper. It's better than any news source.
That's probably true, but it's like Twitter. I hate reading Twitter, too.
Yeah, I don't do Twitter either.
See, that's why Reddit is where is what people have found online. If it's a good tweet, you can find it if you follow those things. But these are just little snippets. Do I care about this? All right, I'll click and I'll look at it.
Okay, but do you care about it?
This? I did, and I clicked.
Hence, he's talking about it now.
Exactly.
That's true.
He'd be like salt and pepper and click it.
All right.
Real good?
We got that out. I'm finally happy about that. I feel better now. Okay. So
I'm glad Bill feels better.
Yes. Let us... I think Alex put in... Yep, it was. Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack. Have you guys watched it yet?
Nope. No, I hear it's awesome.
Yes.
It's good.
Watching it.
Well, I've been watching it on... if you've got cable, you can watch it. You can watch it on... I think AdultSwim.com. Yep. If you go there, you can watch the current episode of that week for free. I could be wrong on that, but you can also, if you've got a cable subscription, you can watch it on, I think any of the episodes. But the way I did is I just bought the whole... I bought a season pass on Amazon.
It's the final season, right?
They're saying it is, but I just looking at it, they could keep going with it. Like, I don't know why they'd stop at this point, just with how incredibly good it is and the reception they're getting for it.
Is that like the final season of Red Dwarf?
It might just keep going forever.
Yeah. Like, 20 years later, they're like, let's make another season.
I literally just got the email from the Google store to say hi to Google Gnome. Like, it just came in 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Alex, tell us more about Samurai Jack Season 5.
It's really broody, like just unexpectedly so. And there, it's kind of funny because it still has like the goofiness from the first season, but Jack is clearly not having a good time. And it's just kind of upsetting how dark and broody Jack's gotten. And the rest of the world is still like the kind of goofy. It's like, it's a dystopic world, but it's also got whimsy and fantasy in it. And Jack's not for it. He's definitely not happy about it.
Yeah, we have the cover art, and he's brooding in the rain with glowy eyes.
That's his blood.
He's really let himself go.
Yeah, he has a super beard. He was riding on a motorcycle.
It's really pretty, too. It's like, Samurai Jack's kind of known for just being a pretty cartoon in general, but oh man, this is like next level. I can't think of a cartoon that's like on the air right now that looks better.
Is it a lot darker than the regular Samurai Jack?
Yes. Oh heavens, yes. It's super, it's literally darker. Like they stick to like really dark color palettes, and there's a lot of black on the screen. But also just thematically, it's super dark.
I actually really thought the new one was really interesting, where the fog kind of rolls in, and there's snow on the ground, so he's like running, and you see him, and the entire screen is white, and then he runs behind a tree,
yeah.
He like disappears for a moment, and...
Oh man, I follow a couple of, storyboard artists on Twitter. And one of them called, I can't remember who it was. I don't want to say names in case they didn't say it, but they called it a study in color theory. People are going to be talking about it. People are going to be talking about the season of Samurai Jack for like years as like examples of like how to use colors in animation.
Aku's even like, I'm done with this. I because what happened is this is 50 years later, and Jack is still going through trying to fight the good fight.
Wait,
he can't
50? I thought it was
50.
Really?
50.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is that because Jack was sent through time, he is now stopped aging. So if he was to shave, he would look like he did. Instead, he just grew out his hair, grew out his beard, and
to be more awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
when, if you remember, he lost the sword, so he, all the portals have been closed. So he actually has no way to get back home, and it's kind of messing with his head. And he ended up having to fight because he's always fought Aku's machines. Well, somebody trained people and sent them towards him. He ended up killing one of them, and it was a it kind of messed with him a lot. He was like, that's blood. I've never killed a person before. And all of his stuff. So it kind of like, he had to kind of work his way through it.
Day one, if Aku sent a robot full of tomato juice after Samurai Jack, it would have been over.
Yeah. Oh, here's the initial, what Jack looks like when he rolls in on his motorcycle.
I like the samurai suit. And... Uh-huh. And the motorcycle that he has, is that kind of like a bat symbol kind of thing in front?
Like on, yeah, on his lights.
Yeah,
his
on the light.
Tool belt.
I kind of like his hat.
Yeah.
He's got a great hat.
Yeah, there's kind of horns on it or something.
He stopped wearing it. He's been running around. He's been looking very beat up. He's been looking, no, not even that.
Mightly
he's been looking
haggard.
Like this. He's been looking like that a lot. Because like, he got stabbed in blood and rain.
Yeah, I'll have to catch up with the show.
It's only, what, that. 4 or 5 episodes in?
Yeah, it's $20 for the whole season. So far it's worth it. It's really good. Like, I was not expecting it to be this good. I was like, Samurai Jack's fun, but... I mean, Jamie's a bigger Samurai Jack than I am. I didn't think I was going to be too keen on this, but it's really good.
Does Aku look different, or like does he show up throughout the series?
He was in like the second episode talking about he was like I said, he's tired of Jack still being alive. Well, let me see if I can find one of a modern. He's pretty much the same. Like, I didn't really feel like that they really did. They do. Do you think they did much with Aku?
Not really. Well, I mean, they got a different voice actor because the original voice actor died, but they like not really. Like, in terms of like progression, it's more just he's kind of bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of a good logical end for him because like he's got everything he wants and he has no threats. So like just kind of ignoring him at this point is kind of a good. It's like, oh hey, here's what Aku's doing, and here's the reason we're not focusing on him, because that's like the natural like end path for a character that's won and has nothing else to conquer.
Man, spoilers.
It's episode 2, so meh.
Yeah.
Noel actually dropped sicker spoilers than I did, so you want to get mad? Matt, get mad at him.
Yeah.
They were vague. They were into the episode. Yeah, there he is with his motorcycle, kind of driving around.
The robot villain in season one, the scat robot, that might be my favorite character in the series.
So we'll have to head straight there after this.
We can wrap things up. We can wrap it all up. We're going long, and we might even be able to eat on the way.
Yeah.
So, was there anything else anybody wanted to add in? Last minutes.
I like pork.
All right. Famous last words. Ted started off. Alex, your turn.
I like pork, too.
I like sweet pork.
Pork is, you know, it's okay. I would say some people like it, some people don't like it. Some people think it's mediocre. Some people think it's awesome. It's something.
Shh.
Yeah? Okay.
It's all about hamburgers?
Bacon is amazing.
Pork chops? More pork! I vote more pork.
If all pork chops were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.